Red on Red.
This week on the podcast, we're joined by Cork Sound Fair director Conor Ruan and performers Josh Warry and Eamon Ivry, a.k.a. Lyight, ahead of the festival's second annual instalment coming up next weekend. We'll be right back.
Mother. Take your time. Whiskey. Yeah. Lovely.
With Pepsi, taken from her confectionery EP, and Naive Ted with Situations, two of the artists playing the second annual Cork Sound Fair Festival of Experimental Electronica and Sound Art, happening March 28th to 31st at venues around Cork City. This is Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast, dropping every Wednesday evening via Cork's Red FM and redextra.ie. We're also available on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify and other podcasting platforms. This week, we're joined in studio by Cork Sound Fair director Conor Ruan.
Hey Mike, how's it going?
Not too badly at all. And performers Eamon Ivry, a.k.a. Loyite.
Hey, how's it going? I realized I have to say hello.
He was gesturing suggestively inside in the studio. And we'll be joined a little bit later on by performer Josh Worry. Cork Sound Fair happening the 28th to the 31st at venues all around the city, with tickets available now for individual shows as well as a weekend package at eventgen.ie. Connor, take us a little bit into how the preparations have been for the festival this year and in the weeks leading up to the big event.
Yeah, I suppose it all kind of really kicked off in earnest back in September. We launched our open call around October time, so that's when it really started kind of kicking off for me. And through that open call, we found some great artists. And then leading up to after that, then I suppose it's just been the programming of that and picking the venues and sorting out which artists would work best in what venues. And so for the last few weeks, it's kind of been more or less done and dusted. We've had a couple of venue changes and cancellations, but it's been all kind of positive so far. And we've kind of worked well with the venues that we've had, and I think I'm really happy with the lineup so far. It's, you know, we've got 8 different venues and lots of different acts and kind of different events for all ages. Yeah.
We'll get a little bit into the venues and selection of a lineup in a little while, but first things first, this is the second year of Cork Sound Fair. Mm-hmm. We were talking to you at the outset of the very first Cork Sound Fair last year as one of our earliest episodes, which you can catch on demand at redfm.ie or on redextra.ie. Sneaky little plug there for the catalogue of podcasts. Exactly. It was an exciting time. There was a lot of anticipation in the air. The festival had been crowdfunded that year, so there was truly the sense of a festival by the community, for the community, happening. On the other side of that experience now, how did you feel about how the first festival was received by the public, and what were your kind of big takeaways walking out of it?
I think it was like from what people came up to me and said, like they really liked it, and I didn't venture out quite a lot after it, and I suppose the first outing was Open Ear, and I got talking to people again, and they were saying,
"This is Open Ear Festival on Shirkin Island." For those,
exactly,
for those listening.
Yeah. That lovely island off the West Cork coast. So I spoke to people down there, and I was like, "Jesus!" Like a lot of people actually enjoyed it, and I said I'd give it another crack again because, I work a 9-to-5 job. Like this does take a lot out of me, so I said I'd give it another crack, and I'm really happy with the way the program's turned out this year. It's been a kind of different kind of lead in because we haven't had the fundish element, so it's just been an all ticketed affair. But I think the reception's been quite well online and from what I've been talking to people, you know.
We'll talk a little bit further about the difference between crowdfunding and going into like a ticketed affair a little bit later on. Also, you know, with the first year down, you know, and all of the learning process, kind of the most of it being kind of out of the way, how did you sit down and go, all right, this is what I've pulled out of the festival, now how do I map the course for year two and beyond for this thing that has grown out of its shell and into something that people can tangibly appreciate?
Yeah, I suppose, but when I first started Cork Sound Fair, I was about a year and a half in Cork, and I always had this idea that I was going to do a fair of some sort of gathering of kind of weirdo music all in one place and all in one weekend. However, a lot of that kind of weirdo music did come from outside of Cork, and after I put on the Cork Sound Fair one, let's say, there was a lot of people that came out of the woodwork in Cork and said, look, here, I'm doing this. And I was like, Jesus, that's really cool. So I was like, let's throw the net as wide as possible. And that was the kind of genesis of the open call. And that was the one thing really that I wanted to bring to this year, is that we'd widen the net as far as possible and kind of make sure we looked in every nook and corner for, you know, people doing cool shit. And I was blown away by the open call. So that was a big kind of point that I wanted to carry through. And I suppose just continue on from last year, kind of interest in venues. We're working with Plugged as well this year, and like we had an after party in Plugged last year, and that worked really well.
The launch is this year too.
Yeah, and we had the launch, and Plugged is kind of the home of you know, experimental music in Cork, I feel like, and kind of, you know, it does do the gigs that are, you know, off the mainstream, as well as cool electronic stuff as well. So Yeah.
Speaking of looking at a lot of nooks and corners around Cork City scene, you've looked in a particularly shady place to pull out our first performing guest for the evening.
Hey, how's it going?
Resident of many shady nooks and crannies around Cork City is sound artist and composer Eamon Ivory, a.k.a. Light, who'll be performing over the course of Cork Soundfair weekend.
You do kind. I just actually want to say, because I just remembered, that's actually how you and me met, Connor, was I think you just moved around back, like, down to Cork around this time, around the when Plugged / Gulped was kind of, let's just say, leaving the warm embrace of the Triskel, and there was many, many great parties just happening around there, and there was just that kind of anxiousness that everyone wanted to get down to every event because we're approaching the last of them, and I think that's initially how we met each other.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we had, like, you know yourself, when you kind of like meet people out on these things, you kind of get an idea of what they're about. And I was asked, I think I had, was either asked or offered a part in the initial Cork Soundfair just to do visual stuff. I think my own life stuff back then, I wasn't really feeling to put out a show. But then in the intervening weeks, I had started performing live. And so Connor asked me to do the one of those after parties.
Yeah, I think was that before or after you did the gig in the Dali in the marina?
Oh yeah, so
that live set, that was
like basically I'd kind of between those weeks. Then another friend asked me to become part of an art installation, and that art installation turned into me doing a live show, and I was just feeling confident in playing live. And I think it was both an offering and an asking, and we did the after party. Wasn't it in conjunction with Homebeat?
In Plugged, yeah.
It was really enjoyable. It's a really fun day.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the further development of the festival, as well as what we can expect this year. But first, we're going to go to some tunes. A special playlist composed by Conor Ruan of Cork Soundfair ahead of the big event on March 28th to 31st at venues around the city. We heard earlier from Ellen King with Pepsi, and Naive Ted with Situations, headlining the Kino on the Saturday of the affair. But speaking of people that will be at the function, we have Light with Hangnail.
That thing came off, I hesitate to call it an EP, but it's way too short to be an album, so let's just call it a piece of work. It came off this record I put out on the English label Dream Catalog, which is famous for pioneering the genre of vaporwave, but they're much more of like an experimental music label nowadays.
Well, vaporwave having kind of reached the end of its tether in the design fashion.
Yeah, it's apex, if you will. So this record has to do a lot with really fun topics like trauma, and it's interesting because I've gotten a lot of attention from this. Like, it's gotten like reviews in cool places like Resident Advisor and all these things that puts people that aren't your friends and family onto your music. So I'm getting this like large contingent of like people from like Finland who are just like way too into noise music, who are like really getting into my stuff. And I'm just like, you guys are going to be so disappointed about what comes next.
Always keep them guessing though. That's it.
Treat them mean, keep them keen.
But like, this was a part of my output that was like, it's so when I put out really, really, really noisy, weird stuff, I think you want to keep listeners really interested. So that's why that work is so short. My next stuff that's coming out is much more bracketed by Club Sonics, will say, because I, like, it sounds so cheesy, but dancing is such a, like, an important communal element to all of these things. And a lot of my stuff is very danceable coming out. And I think my show for this Cork Soundfair, I hate the term deconstruction that comes all around club music. I think it's like trying to academicize it. But a lot of this stuff comes from club and rave and industrial, as well as like weird sound arty ambient. I think it's going to be a really strange show, but it's going to be a really fun show.
Connor, you've also picked Salik with Avon Terrorcore.
Salik is a new project from one of the artists who worked on the visuals in the jail last year, Kleena. She's based in Berlin. She's teamed up with Max from Bristol, who makes some nice kind of noise live kind of performance stuff. So for this Cork Sound Fair special performance, I don't want to go into too much because I don't want to kind of spoil it for people. But it's going to be quite a dark textured kind of performance piece with leather kind of costumes and masks and stuff. It's going to be pretty scary, but
fun for all the family. Get your tickets now.
Yeah, it will be towards the latter part of our Sunday show. So,
so that'll be all ages. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get straight to it. So this is Light with Hangnail here on Red on Red.
Thank you. interlocking legs in every corner of my eye. Endless pits of bodily pleasure. My joints always vibrate to the sound of your moans. Your ice-cold skin causes a chemical burn every time we touch. Our bodies wrap around the junction, lay across the highway. Like coffee eating cream. I fetishize my fears of blood mixing. The hairs are always raised. Never with smooth skin. Always sting, trembling with sensitivity, learning to love the feeling of the cold coming on. My nipples ache, bruised with her pinches. My back still marked with the drawing she scratched into me. I love the thoughts of her skin particles mixing into the wounds, creating new patterns. These patterns are maps that lead to new sexual desires. The surfaces are rupturing.
Salik with Avon Terracore here on Red on Red, still joined in studio by some of those responsible for next weekend's Cork Sound Fair happening March 28th to 31st at venues around Cork City. For more information, check out Cork Sound Fair on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, and be sure to grab your tickets at eventgen.ie. You can also find more information and the programme for the festival, of course, at corksoundfair.com. Connor, just before the jump, we were chatting a little bit about how the festival was coming together, how it was received, and what the next step is for something like a Cork Sound Fair. But one of the biggest changes this year from the first year was that the festival is no longer crowdfunded for its initial base of funding. Last year, it was subject to an extensive fundit.ie campaign, which was pretty well funded in a good amount of time, to where now each individual show is available on a ticketed basis as well as kind of a weekend pass. What was the decision this time around to not go crowdfunding, and did it change how you went about the event, Annie?
Well, I suppose it might have seemed like a fairly quick time, but it was actually 12 weeks for the crowdfund time. So that took a lot of time and resources, and like, it was very much me getting on to my extended members of my family and people who were kind of outside of the scene to kind of believe in an idea that I suppose they wouldn't have much knowledge about. So, and they did, and that was great. but as a kind of a funding process going forward, that's not really sustainable. So I suppose we were very lucky to get a small contribution from Cork City Council this year, which was great, and that's gone a long way to providing with us with some funding to get the initial things off the ground for this year's festival. And this year, I suppose the funded as well kind of limited us with regards to kind of ticket options that we could do. So we've divided out all the ticket options into the different venues, and we've also just released a student pass as well at a discounted rate. So a platform like EventGen has kind of given us the kind of more adaptability like that.
There's a fair amount of ticketing websites now in Ireland that are filling the gap for independent promoters and what have you. And, you know, in particular, Cork's uticket.ie has been a very popular option for festivals of different stripes. What does EventGen kind of offer regarding specifics when it comes to like dealing with multi-venue events?
I think it's very user-friendly. Like, you can go on and you can go to the list of tickets, and it's only a quick couple of steps before you actually have your tickets purchased. We have used event ticketing companies in the past, and this is kind of a pre Corkstown Fair era thing that I used to do, and you had to download certain things and sign up email addresses and all that sort of crack. So it's, I suppose, making it as user friendly as possible for the actual ticket buyer.
Last year the festival ran out of Cork City Jail and St. Peter Centre. This year you're expanding exponentially. You've had a place like the Kino, the Crypt at St. Luke's, the Glucksman. Kind of bring us into how you sat down and kind of planned out working with different venues, how to expand a venue and how to, I suppose, curate events both in keeping with the festival and with the needs of the venues themselves.
I suppose it's quite simple, really. I kind of look at the program of artists that we've kind of assembled and try and, in my head, kind of paint a kind of program or a picture of you know, the weekend and how they would work best. So for instance, like this, the Kino, there's quite a lot of acts that will have a visual element, and it being a form of cinema, I thought that is kind of like a go-to ready-made a venue for that. St. Peter's this year, we're bringing the UCC Gamelan in on the Saturday morning. We needed a lot of floor space for the UCC Gamelan, so St. Peter's was an obvious choice. It's kind of very simple decision making. There's no grandiose agenda behind it. It's very much kind of using what you have, and lucky enough, there are kind of some cool venues that you can work with in Cork to kind of get your idea across.
One of the artists that's joining you as part of proceedings is one Josh Worry. Before we speak to Josh, Connor, for those of you that are unfamiliar with Josh's work, do you want to kind of introduce him? And
yes, I suppose going back to what I said about the open call, Josh came through that and he submitted some work, and I was unaware of his work originally, but I was blown away by his submission, and I was like, geez, we have to get this guy on board. I suppose it's quite dark textured, kind of. That's how I would describe it. I hate trying to describe other artists' music when they're sitting right beside me, so I might let Josh just go ahead.
We'll let him do it. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us in studio is Josh Worry.
Hey. I mean, sometimes it's nice to actually have other people describe it. Sometimes I must say it's like, can be difficult sometimes, kind of narrow it down. So,
talk to us a little bit about the open call, because you were a relatively recent arrival to Cork City, by my understanding.
Yeah, I arrived June 2018. I mean, I just was kind of putting out the feelers, I guess. I arrived from Adelaide and was kind of obviously keen to kind of branch out here and meet some new people and obviously get involved with the local scene, start performing a bit more.
What brings you to Cork City from Adelaide?
My girlfriend's actually from Tipperary, so moved here to be with her. Yeah, I much prefer cold weather, and kind of Europe is nice, so it's kind of a win-win moving here from Australia.
You like to work in kind of textures, techno, by my understanding, mm-hmm. and we'll be playing a tune of yours a little bit later on, but talk to us about, I suppose, how you set about establishing a presence in the local scene, and how the Cork Sound Fair's open call has kind of led you to, I suppose, that better understanding of what's happening locally here.
I forget exactly how I found it on Facebook. I think I was just looking on SoundCloud, you know, experimental Cork, and came across, you know, a few bits and bobs and on Facebook as well. And then it was around about the time that Connor had put the open call up. And so, you know, it just collated a few bits that I was working on, kind of demos, and sent them across to him. And then, you know, heard back shortly after just to say I'd been, accepted and was moving on there. So, it was kind of a blessing in terms of it's a really nice way to kind of get involved, you know, in such a big event as my first show here in Ireland. So, pretty blessed in that regard. There was something that was like, there was an easy in, you know, rather than having to like, kind of have awkward conversations with promoters and be like, hey, you know, introduce yourself around about. It was nice to have like a, you know, the open call just for a kind of nice way in to say, that's, you know, hey, here I am.
That's pretty cool you say that, because like the idea of Cork Sound Fair is that it's kind of, you know, you should be, it's kind of an open source thing for people to kind of, it be approachable and us kind of facilitate people to promote their art. That's a very kind of key component, like, of the whole idea of the fair itself. So that's great.
And that is a triumph of the Sound Fair format itself, as you stated, and that's something I'm looking forward to seeing become a bigger part of the festival going forward. Speaking of your tunes, Josh, we've got some tunes coming up from yourself. Mm-hmm. We have a collaboration that you have made with Phil McNamara, entitled The Excavation of Lazarus, and mm-hmm. I'm absolutely stumped as to this tune, so maybe talk to us a little bit about its creation and how mm-hmm. it came together.
Yeah, this is it's a bit of a strange one. Phil is actually a bush poet back home, so we come from totally different musical backgrounds. You know, he's very traditional, plays like the bowed saw, steel guitar, all that kind of jazz. I just literally got an email from one of his friends one day back home saying, you know, Phil was coming across from a festival and he wanted to collaborate with some more experimental artists. Somehow came across me on SoundCloud. And then so I had him over two afternoons and we just went through, recorded a bunch of his poems. I made him very uncomfortable, obviously trying to... He has a very kind of country twang, you know, usually quite, sings. So I got him to slow everything down and to speak a lot. And then I just recorded all his instruments. You know, we did lots of saw and steel guitar, treating them in really kind of weird ways that he wouldn't normally perform them, and then just did a lot of recording. And then I'd say 98% of the stuff you hear on that track is processed of his instruments. So, you know, disrespected them a lot and run them through a lot of distortion. it's a bit of a strange collaboration, but I'm really happy with how it's came out.
Savage. We also have Aileen Wallace under her Last Eden name. She's going to be performing as part of the proceedings. This is Elysian Plain.
So Aileen's going to be performing in the Kino along with Naive Ted, Baltic, Underling and Onzo, and obviously Light Out.
That's a huge lineup and kind of one of the things that I'm looking forward to most about the entire affair. Aileen is also the head of Bunker Studio on Camden Quay, which is an important community music resource, a tutorial space for herself as a teacher, but also space for things like RFMC clinics for Cork Loves Music, of course Bunker Vinyl, a vital space for Cork musicians mm-hmm. to get physical editions of their music out there and sold. Aileen and John both such incredible supporters.
Big ups to John. He's a pretty sound dude. I've gone in there and had many great chat with John, and he was very good. I suppose like I put out a record with some guys from Dublin, and as soon as I came in, he's like, it's independent Irish. Like I'm definitely going to sell it in here. So big ups, John.
It's these kind of people that make things happen in the Cork music scene. And that's what it's all about. But first, this is Josh Worry and Phil McNamara with The Excavation of Lazarus here on Red On Red. Last Eden with the Elysian Plain here on Red on Red, still joined in studio by Conor Ruan, director of Cork Sound Fair.
What's up?
Before the jump, we were talking a little bit about how the festival has come together, how the different venues have all kind of fit together. Conor, let's take a look now through some of the programme. Happening throughout. Things kick off with a massive opening concert at the Crypt downstairs in St. Luke's with Darren Kirwan opening proceedings.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Darren's piece. He's using oscillating wires and strobes to create this very kind of distinctive kind of optical illusion almost effect in a darkened space. There's a sound element to it as well. So that should go on for about half an hour, 45 minutes. And from what I've heard, like, and the images that he showed me, it's pretty cool. Then on the Friday, we will be in the Kino with the artists that I've outlined, Eamon included as well, who's sitting beside me. So that will be Friday evening. Then Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, we have the UCC Gamelan, Javanese Gamelan, in St. Peter's, and then UCC Sound Day, we're teaming up with those guys this year, and they will host a full day of talks and performances, the multimedia collaboration piece Cave will be in the Nanonagle Chapel. It's a really kind of beautiful space. That's going to be around 7 o'clock, one of the later performances. I'd recommend everybody go in and check that out. That's going to be a free event for people. It's the, I suppose, educational kind of side of Cork Sound Fair this year.
Opposed to workshops and all of that would have happened
before. Yeah, we did the workshops last year and they worked really well. But I thought, UCC Sound Day was on around the same time as us last year, and we said we would kind of pool resources and kind of work with artists coming out of the experimental music masters there.
That leads to a really good first installment of the Festival Club at Plugged on the Saturday night with Chris Summers, Crevice and Dream Cycles, among others.
Really excited for the Plugged show. We've got Ooze, who are a three-piece band from West Cork. Josh from Talos, he's going to be drumming with those guys on the Saturday. Dream Cycles will follow Ooze. Dream Cycles put in like a killer set in the jail last year. It was very much inspired by the jail itself, and if anybody wants to check that out, it's on her SoundCloud or Cork Sound Fair SoundCloud. Also, we released a tape including some of her work last year. We've Cork Legends, I suppose, Crevice, or Cork Bass Legends, I should say. So I know all of them aren't from Cork. Following that, we've Chris Summers, who's going under his own name for this set.
Big departure for himself after years of different outlets and projects and what have you.
Yeah. I was blown away by his set at the launch party this year. He's really taking a cool turn, and I suppose it might be leaning towards the more electronic kind of drum driven music that he was doing with the Keneal partnership. And then following that, we have the Wino Wagon DJ set.
Who are Wino Wagon?
Wino Wagon is Morgan Buckley and Dark Delight. They have a record label called Wawa Wino, which released the Davy Keogh record last year. And they are two guys from Dublin. Davy's also going to be down, and it's going to be kind of celebration of Davy's new record Pilot that's coming out at the start of April.
Class.
And it sounds pretty sick.
Davy was unreal at Quarter Block Party 2018. That was upstairs in the venue, I believe.
Yeah. He also played part of Cork Sound Fair last year in the jail, and I caught him again in open air this year, and his open air show was pretty sick also.
The Sunday opens with quite a relaxed vibe to open with, in that you're up in the Glucksmann Gallery, and it's a collection of some of the best kind of sound artists and performance artists who have come from the North Cork area specifically, although I'm pretty sure that's a coincidence at this stage, an area not necessarily known for its experimental sound. We have Gadget in the Cloud fairly early in the Bobo's Cafe area of the Glucksmann Gallery, and after brunch, a performance from legendary performance artist Danny McCarthy of the Fluxus Movement. Kind of bring us a little bit into curating that lineup and how it came together.
Yeah, so originally, I suppose, myself and Doxy of Bobo's were talking, and we said, I go down to Bobos whenever I can. Like, it's a lovely setting in UCC. I find it very tranquil down there, and I always kind of thought it'd be cool to do something there. And Doxy kind of suggested maybe we might do something the Sunday of Cork Sound Fair. And initially I thought like Gadget would be a pretty cool artist to have in there, and to kind of get everyone back to normal again after the two Friday night shows to kind of revive us. So we've kind of got like a tea and coffee thing on at about 10:30. Gadget will play at 11, and then Danny's performance after brunch, which is going to be a performance art, a Fluxus performance art, which is going to, I think there's about 10 different people all doing multiple things with a score, a music score element to it as well.
Incredible. And it's incredible to see Fluxus continuing to evolve and do so many things after all these years and years and years of blazing a trail for performance art and for sound art. Later that day, immediately after the Danny McCarthy show, we have a massive, massive lineup happening at an unspecified venue to be announced on the day, featuring Hames, Antaki Remains, Non-Sleep and a whole bunch of others.
Yeah, so it's probably the most stacked kind of lineup of the weekend, and probably going to bring with it, it's the production headaches, but that's something for us to worry about and not the punters. But it's a secret venue.
Any hints?
It's in Cork City.
Unreal. Cork County Sound Fair.
Yeah. Where could it be? I suppose I like kind of doing these DIY kind of like secret venue things. This is how I cut my teeth. So, and the venue I think is pretty sick, and it's the Sunday will be more of a, I suppose, dark textures kind of run through with Non-Sleep, noise collaboration between Paddy Cullen and Owen, who's underling. Then followed by Josh, so you might have heard some of Josh's music earlier on in the show. And then we have a really special performance from Rachel Lee Coyne. We'll be working with Renita, who's a light artist, and she works with really strong halogen lights, and she creates this all-encompassing kind of shadow element through shredded pieces of metal. So that's going to illuminate the venue as Rachel plays. And then it's Salik, who we heard earlier in the show, followed by Repeater, who are doing a residency in the guest house project for the week. Repeater are going to be kind of knocking around Cork, taking field recordings and some imagery for their multimedia kind of performance on the Sunday. And then we have Dark Horse, who's Jamie Wormhall. Dark Horse will use a multi-channel, kind of multi-speaker setup for the final show of this secret venue party, and all the punters will be invited to sit in this kind of multi-channel kind of space and listen to Dark Horse's piece.
So that's a crossover into sound system culture almost, which...
Yeah, kind of, yeah. He did a music master's in Limerick, where he used like 32 Gemini speakers in this kind of very unusual installation. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be the finishing set for that installment for the day. And then following that,
the party comes to a close at Dally upstairs on Carey's Lane, where, first of all, a very unusual crossover between producers in James Kelly of Wife and Brighton Grime Man Mum Dance come together for what could be described as a show that kind of falls on either side of dark textural stuff and metal's outer limits with Bliss Signal.
Yeah, Bliss Signal. It's quite a unique show. I suppose I first came into contact with Bliss Signal through Mum Dance. I've kind of been following his venture back into dance music over the last couple of years, and his Different Circle record label. But equally, I had seen Wife and his projects over the years too. But this is a really exciting performance in Dally. Unfortunately, Mum Dance won't be there on the day. He'll be replaced by Nino, who also goes under Shakespeare. So that's going to be in Dally on the Sunday night, kicking off around 10 o'clock. It's going to be a heavily strobed, heavily kind of foggy affair.
So do bear that in mind if you are photosensitive, yeah. Appearing at these events, that flashing lights will occur. You also have Darren Lee, Aoife O'Neill, Shiv and Elle to round off proceedings. What a heavyweight lineup and a massive way to finish off the festival.
Yeah, it's they're some of my favourite DJs that I've listened to in Cork and outside of Cork. And Darren's going to be playing his weird brand of techno, and Aoife has played, like, you know, some of the best parties in Ireland this year, followed by Shiv's kind of hard racing heavy drum style, and Elle, who's been had two of the best releases so far, in my opinion, from an Irish electronic artist. So yeah, really chuffed with that. I can't wait.
That is a comprehensive overview of Cork Sound Fair happening next weekend, March 28th to 31st at venues all across Cork City. Make sure to check out corksoundfair.com for more information and venues. For tickets, go to eventgen.ie, and for venue information as it happens. On the big Sunday show, check out Cork Sound Fair on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and other social platforms. We have more tunes coming from the Cork Sound Fair lineup up next. We have Baltic with Night Visiting Song.
Yeah, looking forward to Mark's performance in the Kino. Baltic uses manipulated tapes and found sound to kind of bring this kind of atmospheric, kind of light but also dark texture tones. So yeah, really looking forward to that in the Kino on the Friday night.
You also have Repeater with Ara Titim Gokrud.
Yeah, this is a piece from their Drop Everything collaboration. Everyone should go out and check out this piece and what they did and Drop Everything. They were out there for 2 weeks. They'll be doing a kind of similar residency with Cork Sound Fair and the Guesthouse Project, which is, you know, I suppose a bastion of experimental things in Cork.
We'll get straight into it. So this is Baltic with Night Visiting Song here on Red on Red.
Bum bum.
For the no timers. Google is hacked. Facebook is hacked. You are being watched. You are being hacked. Why do you need Wi-Fi in your toaster? I went to a fortune teller. She told me some home truths. Everything has changed for me. I'm not leaving. I'm leaving. I'm going off grid. The frequency is 108.0. Electromagnetic ear fluoride.
repeater from Dublin as opposed to the Cork repeater on House Who Records with Ahra Titim Gach Rud here on Red on Red. Just before we wrap up this week's episode, a special preview edition ahead of Cork Sound Fair next weekend. Connor, any plugs, shout outs or other messages you want to give out to festival attendees ahead of proceedings?
Yeah, I suppose if you guys are interested in original music and live electronic stuff, call down. This is where it's going to be. I'm really happy with the programme we've put ahead and the artists that are going to come down and the venues that we've picked. So yeah, keep up to date with us on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, all the social media machines and all that sort of crack. CorkSoundFair.com is also.
And tickets still available on eventgen.ie, including a special discounted rate for students, which is a fantastic move.
Yeah, yeah, we're teaming up with UCC and we decided to give students a discounted rate. We also did like a Facebook competition and we thought we'd, I think they're actually half the price of regular ticket, and we've also tickets available for the Kino and the Sunday as well.
Josh, you have a couple of things on the way after Cork Sound Fair, don't you?
Yeah, I got a few things planned this year, kind of release-wise, finishing up a few things. That stuff I play with Phil before, I'll be putting out a few solo bits, which I'll be kind of performing versions of it on the Sunday night there, and a few collaborations with Sebastian Vivian, one of my friends back home, and probably going to start doing a bit more club stuff later in the year under some side projects as well. Get back to my kind of roots in that
Unreal.
Regard. Yeah. So just on SoundCloud, I guess you can keep up with all that, and Facebook, Instagram, whatnot.
Josh Warry, that's Josh, W-A-R-R-Y. Eamon, you're always a busy boy. What do you have coming up now over the course of this weekend and shortly thereafter?
I don't really have anything I want to announce just quite yet. I think I'm playing...
Secret operator.
Not so much a secret operator. I just want my ducks in a row. I think I'm playing this really cool gig coming up in 2 weeks called Cork Sound Fair. You should like check that out.
Oh, we should probably do an episode about that next week.
We should. Mm. And other than that, yeah, I'm not sucking up, but I just want to thank Connor for really putting this together, because it's always really great to see people willing to, no doubt, lose so much of their money to just put on a little bit of something fun for the rest of us. I've been in that position, and he's in that position like times 10. So good job, Connor.
Indeed, thanks are due to everybody that is putting themselves on the line to put together a festival this year and to continue to take gambles on the music community in Cork City. That about wraps it up for this week's episode of Red on Red, Cork's new music podcast from Red FM and redextra.ie. Thank you very much to Conor Ruan, Eamon Ivory and Josh Warry for joining us in studio this evening.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for listening. And if you like what you're hearing, please take the time to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple and Google Podcasts. Subscribe to us on Spotify and find us on all of your podcasting platforms. Please share this on your social media and make sure to check out the artists featured online or an upcoming gig. And if you'd like more Irish tunes, please be sure to listen in to Green on Red on Sunday nights with Alan O'Donovan for the best of all that is Irish on Cork's Red FM 104 to 106. As we mentioned earlier, Connor, you're taking us out with Bliss Signal and Drift.
Yeah, Drift, it's heavy drums and also kind of atmospheric tune. It's going to be pretty spectacular, heard on that Void system in Daly. So yeah, if you guys want to come down Sunday night, tickets are €12 at the door. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Get straight back into it. So this is Bliss Signal with Drift. This has been Red on Red, and we'll talk to you next week.
Red on Red.